Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to make an 808-tale feel human musical and to live in an Ableton Live 12 drama and bass context using groove pool tricks plus a little automation magic. And just to be clear, the goal is not to make the 808 perfectly straight and perfectly gridlocked. We want the opposite of that. We want controlled irregularity. We want the bass to feel like it's being performed by someone with taste, not just drawn in by a machine. This is especially useful in jungle, rollers, darker halftime sections, and neuro-influenced bass music. When an 808 tail lands with the exact same length, the exact same start point, and the exact same volume every time, it can start to feel flat. But when you subtly vary timing, release, decay, filter movement, and tail level, the bass line starts breathing with the drums. And that breath is what makes a drop feel expensive. So today we're building a simple but powerful DNB ready 808 line that locks with the kick and snare, but still has movement. By the end, you'll have tails that vary in length and feel, a bit of groove swing, some automation shaping the tone, and a result that can sit in a 174 BPM drop without fighting the break. Let's start with the sound itself. Create a MIDI track and load simpler. Drag in a clean 808 sample or any long tune sub or 808 one-shot. Keep it simple. In simpler, switch to classic mode, turn warp off, and if you want the strictest behavior, set voices to 1 so it acts monophonic. For beginners, I'd also keep glide off for now. You want to hear the groove clearly before you start adding extra performance tricks. If the sample has a lot of top end or the tail is too bright, place EQ8 after simpler. You can gently low pass if the sound needs to stay sub-focused, and if there's a harsh edge in the upper mids, take a small dip there. In DNB, the 808 usually works best as mostly sub with a controlled harmonic edge, not a giant trap-style booming tail. Now let's write the bass phrase. Put down a short 2-bar MIDI clip at around 170 to 175 BPM. Keep it lean. Think 2 to 4 notes per bar, and leave space between them so the tail has room to speak. A really good beginner approach is to hit a root note on beat 1, answer after the snare, add a small pickup before the second bar, and then end with a longer note that can bloom or get clipped depending on the groove. And here's a teacher tip. Think in phrases, not single notes. In fast break-driven music, each bass note has a job. Some notes support, some answer, and some act like transitions. If you try to make every note do everything, the groove gets muddy fast. Now let's bring in the groove pool. Open the groove pool in Ableton Live 12 and load a groove from the swing library. For this kind of low-end work, keep the groove subtle. You're not trying to make the bass fall behind the beat. You're trying to make it lean into the beat with a human pulse. A good starting point is somewhere around 54 to 58% timing or swing feel, with randomization very low at first, maybe 0 to 8%. If your notes need help, use only a small amount of quantize. Then drag that groove onto your MIDI clip and loop the section with the drums. Listen carefully. If the bass starts dragging behind the kick, the groove is too strong. Reduce it. In the low end, tiny changes go a long way. If you can clearly hear the bass falling behind, that's usually too much. We want pocket, not wobble. Here's a very important part. Humanize the tail with note length, not just timing. A lot of beginners only think about moving note starts, but for an 808, the note end matters just as much. Go into the MIDI editor and vary the note lengths a little. Make some notes slightly longer and some slightly shorter. Keep the anchor notes longer, and clip the notes before fast snare fills so the tail doesn't clutter the rhythm. You do not need huge differences here. A few grid divisions is enough. Longer notes might sit around half a bar to a full bar, while shorter notes could beat as little as an eighth note or a quarter note. The point is to create the sense that the 808 is responding to the break and the arrangement, not just looping mechanically. This is one of the biggest secrets to making DNB bass feel alive. Fast drums need contrast. If every bass note is identical, the loop gets static. Small tail differences create forward motion and make the phrase feel performed. Next, let's shape the tail with automation. Open the clip envelope and automate a parameter that affects the tail shape. Good choices are simpler filter frequency, simpler volume, auto filter frequency, saturator drive, or utility gain if you want simple level control. A few useful ideas: slightly close the filter on longer notes so they feel rounder, open the filter a touch on shorter notes so they punch through, duck the volume on the final note before a fill, or increase saturation a little on the last bar of the phrase to create tension. Keep it subtle. In DNB, Tiny changes are often felt more than heard, and that's exactly what you want. For example, you might move an auto filter cutoff between 80 and 180 Hz, or automate saturator drive between 0 and 4 dB. If you're using utility, even minus 1 dB to plus 1 dB can make the phrase feel more animated. Now add a simple effect chain to support the low end. A clean chain could be EQ8, saturator, utility, and then optional compressor or glue compressor if the bass needs control. If you want a little more attitude, you can use drum bus lightly as well. But be careful. In the low end, the groove should do the heavy lifting, not a pile of effects. A good starting point is soft clipping on the saturator with maybe 1 to 3 dB of drive. Use utility to keep the low end mono, especially if this is meant to be a pure sub. If the tail gets boxy, make a mild cut somewhere around 200 to 400 Hz. And if the note jumps too much in level, just a few dB of compression can help keep it in line. Now let's make the bass dance with the drums. Add a compressor to the 808 and sidechain it from the kick, or from a kick plus snare bus if that makes more sense in your arrangement. Keep it gentle. A ratio around 2 to 4 to 1, attack somewhere around 1 to 10 milliseconds, and release around 50 to 120 milliseconds is a solid beginner range. You only want a few dB of gain reduction most of the time. And here's a key point. If the 808 tail is still clashing with the snare, don't try to solve everything with compression. Shorten the note or automate the gain down a bit. Indeed, NB, sidechain should help the tail dance with the break, not pump like a house track. Now let's make the groove feel shared. If you've got chopped breaks or percussion in the project, try applying a similar or compatible groove to those elements too. I usually recommend keeping the kick and snare mostly solid if they already hit hard and giving a little movement to ghost notes, percussion, or filler hits. That way the 808 tail feels like it belongs in the same pocket as the drums, instead of floating above them. This is where jungle phrasing really comes alive. The bass tail can land just behind a chopped break slice and create that classic elastic push-pull. It's subtle, but it feels huge. Now think bigger than a single loop. Automate the tail behavior across the arrangement. For example, in the intro or a build, use shorter tails and less saturation. In the first 8 bars of the drop, keep the tails cleaner and more stable. In the mid-drop, loosen the feel a little or let a couple notes ring longer. And in the final 4 bars, shorten some notes and add a little more drive to build urgency before the next section. That kind of arrangement thinking keeps the drop moving without forcing you to redesign the sound every 8 bars. You're just changing the behavior of the same bass idea over time. A really good beginner habit is to check the low end in mono. Put utility on the 808 and flip it to mono. If the bass suddenly loses weight, something in your chain is causing stereo problems. For a deep 808, the bottom should stay mono or near mono. Width belongs in higher bass layers, not in the deep tail. Make sure the kick still reads clearly, and make sure the 808 isn't masking the snare or the ghost notes. If the bass sounds almost too simple by itself, that's okay. In a DNB mix, a bass line often sounds plain and solo, but perfect with the drums. That's usually the good sign. A few common mistakes to avoid here. Don't make the groove too strong. Don't only humanize note starts and forget note lengths. Don't let the tail clash with the snare. Don't overdo saturation. Don't widen the sub. And don't overcomplicate the line when a simple phrase with good timing would do the job better. If you want to push the darker or heavier side of this sound, there are a few extra moves you can try. Add a quiet res or mid-bass layer above the 808 and let that layer carry the aggression. Use very light saturation or filtering on that upper layer. Automate saturation only on the last note of a phrase. Use tiny ghost notes before a snare return. Or resample the 808 tail once the groove feels right. Then chop it into audio for custom variations. You can also make the final tail of every phrase do a little extra work. Let it open into a fill, or slightly lengthen the last note before a transition. Sometimes that one move creates way more energy than adding extra notes ever would. Here is a quick practice challenge. Build a 2-bar loop at 174 BPM. Use simpler, apply a subtle groove pull feel, make at least 3 notes different in length, automate one parameter across the clip, add sidechain compression from the kick, and compare the loop with groove on and off, and also in mono. Your goal is to make the tail feel less robotic while staying tight with the drums. If you want to level that up, make 2 versions. One cleaner roller style version, and one darker jungle style version with more drive and shorter notes. If both work, you've got the core skill. So let's recap. The big idea is simple. Use groove pull plus automation to make your 808 tail feel performed. not programmed. Keep the 808 simple and mono-friendly. Use subtle groove, not extreme swing. Vary note length as much as timing. Automate filter, saturation, or level to create movement. And keep the bass lock to the drums so the track stays powerful in a DNB mix. Get that right, and your 808 stops sounding like a generic long bass hit. It starts acting like part of the Jungle Warfare groove. Tense, musical, and ready for the drop.